60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I hope everybody is ready to feel inspired today.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good way to start.
Our company has sent out yet another innovation amplification email.
Oh, great.
If you haven't been paying attention, the higher-ups at the radio station have been sending out inspirational emails over the last few weeks to try to motivate everybody around here to actually do some work and do something productive during the day.
And honestly, those, like, hang in there posters with the kitty on the branch are probably more motivational than what they're working with.
Because the emails they send out are just kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't get it.
They've encouraged us to go buy an old wagon wheel and think about the different spokes on the wheel and how they contribute to the success of that wheel.
Wow.
Also, they asked us to lock ourselves in a small woodshed for 30 minutes a week and think about how we can improve ourselves.
Yeah.
Still haven't found a woodshed.
No, still looking for that and a wagon wheel. They're not readily available everywhere. It's weird.
Fun.
And today their newest inspirational email is called The Three Levers of Productivity.
Oh, levers. Okay. Yep. That's pretty high technology.
Apparently there are three levers you need to pull on the path to success.
Mm.
What are they? The effort, the how, and the what. If you're confused, don't worry, because they want to help us understand what that means. The company is now encouraging every employee to go out into your car and spend 20 minutes a day playing around with all the different levers in your car.
What?
The windshield wipers, the blinkers, the stick shift, if you have one,
really?
Etc.
I just pulled the what lever. Was that one of the levers? Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And while you're playing with the levers of your car, they want you to think about what the levers are that you can push and pull at your job to make it better.
Oh.
Oh.
So I'm excited for today when everybody is not in the office, but downstairs in the parking lot, just playing with all the levers in their car. Nothing but windshield wipers going and washer fluid spraying everywhere.
Honkings,
They end the email by saying, quote, it's time to stop looking backwards and start levering up.
Yeah, okay. Don't look backwards. Turn on your blinker.
Let's lever up with the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does, because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
Jose.
All right. Jose's getting the shock caller while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Americans waste an unbelievable amount of food. In fact, according to reports, about 48% of all produce in the U.S. gets thrown away every year because it's gone bad. But which items go bad or spoil the fastest? Well, a team of health experts came out with a list of those foods. Some of the ones in the top five include bananas, peaches, and tomatoes. Name the other two food items that spoil the quickest.
Is it produce or just food items?
I said food items.
Oh, you didn't say there were produce in there. Too,
I don't think it's going to be canned beans are spoiling the fastest.
That, I know. Yeah. But I don't know if I'm just focusing on one.
Avocados, I think, spoil super quick.
First thing that came to my head was avocado.
And when you go into the grocery store and you start squeezing them and they're all, like, I mean, there's like 100 that are just rotten sitting there.
Yeah, no, totally. You're like, how are you going to sell any of these?
But I will say, in my life, what I throw out in the refrigerator a lot is berries.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they just, like, raspberries especially, turn moldy in, like, overnight.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with the seed, too. They don't even have a seed, so they're just there rotting, nothing to cling on to. I don't know. Avocados have seeds, though, and they suck.
Berries have seeds.
No, raspberries? No, I just meant, like, a pit. Like, something to cling on to. You know what else goes bad all the time is mangoes.
But yeah, they go bad pretty quickly.
Like, really quickly. There are, like, they get really soft. Now I'm worried.
But they're also like avocados, where the window to eat them is literally 2 hours.
Really?
You know? It's like hard, 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 okay, eat me,
brown.
And then it's over.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to say avocado was one, but the next one, I don't know.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
A team of health experts recently came out with a list of the food items that go bad or spoil the fastest. Some of the ones in the top five are bananas, peaches, and tomatoes, but name the other two food items that spoil the quickest.
It could also be something that people buy with good intentions and then never eat, right? Okay. So you want to start eating more salad. And you buy a bag of lettuce, yeah. And then it sits and gets, like, just turns to liquid because
lettuce,
you never get to it.
You're so right. I don't know how many... I stopped buying those because they just rot in my... Well, everything rots in my fridge, but... Okay, I'm going to go with lettuce. Is that lettuce my answer then, Brooke?
Or I don't know. It's your answer.
It's your answer, yeah.
Mixed greens? Okay, I'm going to go lettuce, and then I'm going to go avocados.
Team of health experts identified the food items that spoil the fastest once you bring them home from the grocery store. I gave you three of the top five, bananas, peaches, and tomatoes, and I asked for the other two. They are avocados,
yes!
Which last about 3 to 4 days on the counter before they spoil.
I feel like that's long.
And the fastest spoiling item starts to grow mold after just 2 days.
Yeah.
That would be berries.
Mm. Oh!
Raspberries, blueberries, etc.
Yeah,
spoil
dang,
the
I
fastest.
I should have gone with those raspberries.
Yeah. I put my avocados in the fridge when they go ripe and I get a couple more days.
Does it help you out a little bit?
Yeah, there's my tip.
Oh, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Ooh.
So whenever you're ready.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord. Oh, I knew it was coming.
Oh, Lord.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.